Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home in the Central Florida area to visit Walt Disney World, Universal Studios, SeaWorld, or just visiting family in the Central Florida area, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. The show's also being brought to you by David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay in Hawaii, at Alani, Hilton Head Island, or good old Walt Disney World, stay at the Poly, Old Key West, Boardwalk, Yacht and Beach Club, Contemporary, or the Grand Floridian, or don't forget the Animal Kingdom, contact David's at dvcrequest.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for any of the Central Florida resorts, if you want to go to Disney World, Universal, SeaWorld, again, visiting family, contact scootorlando.com. Show's also being brought to you by our friends and your friendly travel agent in me at American Tourist Travel. If you want to go to Walt Disney World, contact me and I'll be sure to help you out. Or anywhere else in the world, contact American Tourist Travels at americantouristtravels.com. And last but not least, head over to our website at It's All in WDW to check out all of our great sponsors. Okay, guys, we're going to hop on the train and head over to the pub. Bye-bye.
Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast Deja Vu version. I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy John. Hey, John, pull up a car now.
Yeah, let's try this again. Now, on location in Dollar General in fine Nobleton, Florida.
But the wonderful part is, when I say a wise comment, when I'm waiting for the laugh, you're going to laugh immediately instead of 10 minutes later.
Well, I don't know. That was kind of interesting, so no. We'll see.
I see, John, I need you to be laughing at my jokes. I can't go without it.
Nah, okay, all right.
But Johnny has a birthday coming up tomorrow, so happy birthday, Johnny.
Oh, gee, thanks. Yay, like I said before, my 24th anniversary of my 25th birthday.
Yeah, well, you ain't reached 50 yet, John. After 50, they seem to even go faster. It's like I feel like I got on the Tron light cycle a few years ago, and it's flying me through. So, but anywho, 49, happy 49th birthday, buddy.
Yeah, thanks, I appreciate it.
Yeah, a little Disney pixie dust will be coming your way soon, Johnny.
All right, pixie dust is always good.
And saying the word Johnny, I see you got some Johnny Walker white.
Yeah, Lisa hooked me up for my birthday, gave me a Johnny Walker White Walker from Game of Thrones. So yeah, man, and I popped that open yesterday, enjoyed a sip or two, so it was pretty tasty.
Let me guess, John, I'm going to sound so intelligent here. Now, if you put that bottle in the freezer, does it do special stuff?
Yeah, wow, how'd you even know?
Like, I'm a genius,
like,
man.
We've had this conversation before.
I'm a genius.
No, it's got a special wrapper on it, so you put it in the freezer and some more stuff pops on. Some more literature and stuff like that. It says winter is coming on, or winter is here when it gets cold, so it's pretty cool.
Well, winter was here last night. We got 45 degrees, John.
Yeah, for you. I won't see winter for another 2.5 months, but...
Dude, we had a... I called my heating guy who did the heater. I have a slow leak, I could do plumbing, but there's a leak that's going into the supply for the heater, and it's a boiler, and I don't like, I'll work on things, I know a lot about houses, but there's certain things that I don't like touching, like, I don't want to mess with a line, cut off water to a boiler that's going to affect something, you understand what I'm saying? I don't like messing with it. So yep. I called my guy back in July who helped me put it in, and I actually put it in with him. He's finally coming out Monday, John. I tried to be proactive. I called June. And he's finally coming out tomorrow. So you even try to be proactive and it still bites you in the butt.
Yeah, and usually that's the it's the other way around it. You know, usually most of the at least the AC guys down here, they want in the wintertime, they want you to be doing those being proactive and taking those preventive maintenance steps in the winter, so that they don't get that giant rush in the summer. So you would have thought this guy would be happy to come out in June. There can't have been a whole lot going on for him in June, but
yeah, he's a plumber too, so he does these developments. He works. I give him all kind of work. He actually does. He did work for me when I was in business, if you know what I'm saying. I could have gone somewhere else, but when you get somebody you trust, you kind of like want them to come. If you know what I mean, John. I got my mother-in-law here. I'm gonna leave. You know, but it was getting a little annoying. But he's the one to put the heater in with me, so he knows it. So I'd rather have the person that worked on it, but I could have gone elsewhere and probably got it done, like you said, because the heating and air is slow during the summer. Not as busy as when the winter months come and heaters are breaking, because we're more heater-dependent here than air-condition-dependent.
Right.
So, but anywho, he's finally going to do that. And if I was like you, like, if I got that Johnny Walker, I couldn't drink enough of it to keep me warm, John. It would take me 2 years to drink that bottle, a year and a half, 2 years. What's it going to take you? What it going to take you? You like that English, John?
That was beautiful. That was fantastic. Yeah. Now I have maybe one on Saturday. So probably a month and a half or so.
Okay. I enjoyed. I've been every once in a while I enjoy a good drink, you know, like that. But for the most part, I'm wine and beer kind of kid.
Yeah.
And speaking of wine, our buddy Robbie, happy birthday again, Rob. He was roaming through wine country, eating his highfalutin food as usual. I mean, he was sending out pictures of looked like they were being served at the White House, John, the way he eats.
Well, he eats pretty good, but that's the advantage of living in California, I suppose. Well, at least he found some spots in California right now that aren't on fire, so that was good.
Yeah,
some beautiful landscapes from where he was. So.
Yeah, God bless everybody out in California. Hopefully, like we said earlier, hopefully, it's a shame some of the rain from these hurricanes, they could use 30 inches of rain out there. The only thing it would cause is mudslides and stuff, but they could use some rains, but no wind.
Yeah. No, that's the problem anyhow. Once all these fires are finished, they're going to have all the mudslide problems. So, yeah, it's just an ongoing process out there.
No, it's a darn shame is what it is. And what was also a darn shame, the way my Eagles played last week. Do you see that monstrosity?
I saw a massive comeback by that team from Washington. So yeah,
that damn cilantro, John.
Yeah, I'm telling you. So yeah, and the Bucs lost too. So Tom Brady threw two interceptions and one for a pick six. So it was just like a continuation of last year. It really was. Crap, man, come on.
The only difference is you're going to get a bunch of roughing the passer calls and a ton of pass interference calls, John.
Well, there you go.
So. It's going to work your way. Between me and you, I don't want to get Tommy and Judith mad at us right now. But you only got those calls, and you were playing against Drew Brees, who is another legend, where New Orleans kind of isn't going to tip the scales as much as having Tom when you're playing like New Orleans. But when you play us other low-rent teams, King Tom will get you a million calls. So you're going to be okay, John.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm hoping today against Carolina they play a little better, so that would be nice.
If you ever had a team, if you were a coach of a high school team, I'd tell my quarterback, listen, you need to watch tape on Tom. He's a very good quarterback, but nobody cries to get a roughing call better than Tom. So watch, learn. When you're laying on your back, you got to get this right arm, and you got to ask for the flag. You got to flip your wrist, and they'll throw a flag immediately for you. So you're going to get a bunch of them, John.
Judith, that was Doug Davis, the guy from New Jersey. It was not John.
Yeah.
John said nothing mean about your boy Tom. So.
I'll tell you what. I bet you that your Tampa Bay Buccaneers set a record for most roughing the passer calls for your quarterback this season. You'll have more than you've ever had ever before. You might get more roughing the passer calls this year than you had in the entire existence of the franchise.
Probably more than the entire James Winston there.
I don't think he got one, did he?
No, he didn't get many, that's for sure. But, I mean, he had a tendency to just throw the ball right to the other team when he was getting pressured. So.
Yeah, well, we'll see. When Tom does that, I'm surprised. Like, again, they were playing New Orleans, but if he was on the ground and that pick six happened, they would have probably called it a roughing the passer, and you'd have got it back. So you're going to get a ton of them, John.
All right.
Speaking of them, they were happy. The Boston Celtics actually won for our buddy Tommy. So we got the crummy Celtics, the crummy Heat, and then we're going to have the real, real crummy Lakers.
So somebody's gonna have to play the Lakers. So you're probably gonna have to root for whoever's from the East, then, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I'm rooting for Denver, John, with all my every fiber of my being, but to take that crumb bum LeBron down, he ruined the NBA, in my opinion, with this haul. Okay, in the offseason, I'm gonna recruit a bunch of guys, and we're all gonna go play in this city and make a great elite team. Yeah. It kind of ruined basketball, in my opinion, in a way. So, because they make so much on the side on endorsements, too, if you know what I'm saying. They'll go to a city and just make a super team. And it kind of ruined basketball in some ways. That's why the one thing I am happy about with Jimmy Butler going to Miami, nobody expected them to be there. And that's the one thing I do like, because they don't have this kid Hero on that team. He'll shoot from out in the parking lot, that kid.
Yeah, my son's rooting for Miami pretty hard, and he's got a buddy out in Denver, so that's who they're hoping ends up in the finals, but we'll see. So,
well, I'm happy for Tommy and Judith, but honestly, if I were hoping, I'd be praying for a Denver-Miami final, because the NBA would cry their eyes out. You know how bad the NBA wants Boston-Los Angeles?
Well, I mean, honestly, watching some of the hockey games, that you can tell. I don't know. I'm going to sound a bit like a homer, but yeah, you can tell that they don't want Tampa to play. I mean, it's a small market, so yeah. I mean, especially when you're playing some of them huge markets, yeah, you're going to get not get some of the calls that you should have gotten, you know. So,
100%. I mean, LeBron, he could literally take 17 steps without dribbling and still score. I mean, they let.
I saw one of those the other day. It looked like he came from half court.
didn't
dribble once.
It's not amazing. The guy's built like Adonis. He slaps people around, knocks them off. He throws elbows like an MMA fighter. And I don't think LeBron has ever fouled out of a game in his NBA career.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah. It was the same thing with playing Shaq. I remember when we were in the finals against Shaq. He's literally throwing Mutombo into the fifth row, and they weren't calling any penalties on. Listen to me, flags. Could you see that? Them throwing the yellow flag. But, yeah, they wouldn't call a single foul. And I don't think Shaquille fouled out a lot when he played for Orlando. But all of a sudden he goes to Los Angeles, and he never fouls out of a game. Didn't you find that funny, John?
No, it was amazing how when you got to the Lakers, all of a sudden it's all good.
Yeah, you're allowed to beat people up if you play for the Lakers. Do whatever you want. It's getaway time instead of show time. But anywho, Johnny, what else is new? It was so funny, John. We went out. I washed and waxed both the cars yesterday, John. I winterized my two cars. They look beautiful. I worked all day on them. I wanted to, because we get the snow and the brine and all that on the ground and the salt. And I waxed them before the winter, and they came out really good. So we were out late, and my wife got out the decorations for Halloween and Thanksgiving. We switched the flags out, and we put the fall flag out, and we had a couple Rubbermaids in the kitchen. It was hysterical. We come home, and the one top of the Rubbermaid is wet, and a towel is a little wet. My wife thought, because we left my dog in the house so long, that he hopped in the Rubbermaid and took a pee because he didn't want to pee on the floor. I said, really? And we went over here. Here it was, it looked like it was wet, but here, because they were out in the shop, a little bit of grease dripped down onto the top from my chainsaws. And know how okay. It looked? It's dry, but it has that shine to it.
Yeah.
She literally thought the dog, he didn't want to pee on the floor, so he went inside the Rubbermaid. I was like, it's been a long day.
Probably not.
But I give him, and I give her credit, thinking our dog's actually that smart.
Yeah. We had a mutt when I was a kid. Penny was my dog as a kid, and we would, when me and my mom would, we ended up going to Disney one day, and we stayed out all day, and unfortunately left the dog in the house, and we came home, and she would jump in the bathtub and pee if we left her too long. So
Oh, that's adorable.
It's not out of the realm of possibility. I mean, once you have a well-trained dog, they know not to pee there, so they'll find a spot to go. So yeah, it made it a lot easier to clean up, that's for sure.
Good girl.
Yeah.
Presley, he spent the entire day outside with us yesterday. He was in heaven. He loves running the yard, dude. He slept like a rock, too. Thank God. Didn't get us up 17 times last night.
Yeah, good deal.
But anywho, so you're at Dollar General, and wish you were at Disney World, don't you, John?
Yeah, I do. But I did something different this week. You know, I was looking here, and on the news, it looks like Typhoon Lagoon is actually going to open next year, 2021. But I took a spin over to SeaWorld and went to Aquatica, their version of a water park, this past week. And so I went out there on Wednesday and had quite a good time. Rode several of the slides and basically found out that maybe at 49 I shouldn't be riding some of those slides anymore. But nonetheless, it was fun.
So. Beat you up pretty good, huh?
Oh, man, there's one that... I think you've probably seen it on some of the cruise ships. The Disney cruise ships, I think, have the one where you stand inside this capsule, and then they push a lever, and the floor disappears, and you drop straight down.
Okay.
They have one like that. That is quite terrifying. And then they have a really cool one where you slide. It's just a body slide. It's pretty casual, but then you go through a clear tube, and there's actually dolphins swimming around you. And so that's pretty cool.
That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
I was watching the other day, it might have been a tweet or something, it was at lunchtime. Somebody was on a slide, dude, and they were going down this slide and they hit like this, now they have like the whoop-de-doos in it as you're going down the slide.
Oh yeah.
This dude literally flew off the set. He got sideways. Not how you're supposed to stay straight and stay down. Somehow he got crooked a little bit. He hit the second whoop-de-doo and flew in the air and came down sideways. And he almost flew completely out of the tube, John. It was scary. It kind of made me think about ever getting on a slide again.
Well, honestly, if you watch that that documentary I was talking about last week, that Class Action Park or that place up there in Jersey, some of those slides, yeah, people would fly up off of the track and be in the air for a good 3 seconds before they came back down. And people constantly flew off of them and bashed their heads on the rocks and all kinds of stuff. So,
well, that's what this dude did. It was at an incredible, it was at a newer place. Like, it happened like this week, John. So wherever, okay. It was crazy looking. I'm like, now you're getting on that slide. So anyway, even though Evans tried to cheat and made that fraudulent trade and gave me the injured Sanders, which I do get back this week, I still beat him in the fantasy football league. And what we're going to do, John, is this portion of the show is brought to you. We're going to read the scores from our fantasy football league, and they're going to be brought to you by Carmen and Brian. Don't you think that's appropriate, John?
Yeah, you know, and I tried to get them to join the league with us, and they're such fans that they figured it wouldn't be competition, that they would just win out, because they know so much about football that it just wouldn't even be close to anybody else, and so they wisely and kindly decided not to play, and I appreciate that, guys. Thanks.
Yeah, you know? I heard they only do, like, Caesar's Palace in Vegas and stuff like that, you know, those big high-money leagues, so. But anyway, I still beat Evans 129 to 107, Johnny. So, and then our good buddy Sean Duffy over at the Tiki Talk podcast. They're back up and running again, doing some great shows. His Mesa Verdes beat the Darwood Duck. What is it? The Duckburg Ducks, which is Nate Trent, our good buddy. He won 126 to 120. Sean did. Poor Pat. He's kind of giving us all the advantage here, John.
Okay.
He's just laying down the first week he did. Tommy Lee put a beating on our buddy Pat from the Mickey Dudes. I felt bad for him, actually. Tommy won. The Boma Bombers won 135 to 67.
Ooh. Ouch.
Yeah, I love you, Pat. I can't even pick on you for that. I feel bad for that one. Monorail Bob took out your beautiful wife, Lisa, this week, John.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Lisa scored good, though. She lost 139 to 127. It was a very good
showing. Yeah, that
would have
been enough points to beat a lot of other people. But unfortunately, she ran against somebody that had more. So.
Yeah, and he was down in Disney World celebrating and everything. He had a great week. He had some nice pictures going on down there, John.
Yeah, it looks like you had a great time.
Johnny, Petey's Pirates beat his son. How do you do that to yourself? That ain't nice, John, just giving your son a beating.
No, whopped him. I whopped him good, too.
Yeah, you won 115 to 87. You want to know something? He's playing me this week. He almost has more points with two players than he scored all last week against you.
I know. He was talking about that the other night. I got 50 points off, too.
Yeah,
he was rather ecstatic already.
Yeah, he's trying to put a beating on me. See, us being partners, I get the shrap. It's always that way, John. You start all this trouble, and I end up taking the lacerations for it, John.
I see.
All right. But anyway, Petey's Pirates beat the Ewok Equalizers 115-87. O-Town. Do you know what O-Town is, John? Do you remember them?
Yeah, it was that boys band. But
yeah.
That's what Orlando's been called since, like, us kids that grew up here. That's what we've always called Orlando.
Yeah, so. That Lou Duva back in the day, because even your ass, Robbie said I did a fantastic job singing, too. He said I have a wonderful voice. Did you see that, Johnny?
No, yes.
He tweeted that out there. I mean, thank you, Robbie. I mean, that happy birthday rendition, I'm glad you enjoyed it. But back in the day, that Lou Duva, he did try to get me to be a part of some of these boy bands, John. I told him I wanted a solo career.
How'd that turn out for you?
It didn't. I'm doing drywall. I should have maybe gone with Lou. I could have been one of the Backstreet Boys, or I could have been NSYNC.
Yeah.
Bye. I'm sorry, John.
Not Menudo, though, huh? No Menudo for you?
Okay. Please don't go, girl.
God.
Anyway, O-Town won. O-Town, Mr. Hamilton won 116 over our buddy Aaron Ryan down there in Alabama. 116 to 107. Saucer Mickey's went down this week. And then our lovely friend Judith with the Pixie Dusters beat Bangers and Mash 127 to 113. Our good buddy Mr. Watts went down this week, John.
Yep. So it was an exciting first week. So.
Yeah, and then week two already. I'm losing. Your son scored 50.84 points on me already, John.
Yep. Yeah. Off two players. So yeah.
And you're playing Sean Duffy this week. You got the pride of our podcast in your hand here, John.
Yeah, we'll see. I had to get on there this morning and switch out Godwin because he's not playing with a concussion. So
every week we're going to read the scores, and except for the weeks I lose. Just kidding. Every week we're going to bring the scores sponsored by Carmen and Brian. So I think it'll be fun. We need to read the scores every week, John. So remind me to do that, okay?
Sure, you got it. I'm putting it down.
Thank you, John. Put it in the show notes, okay?
You bet.
So, anywho, what's going on in the world, John? Any news on when you're going to be driving that bus?
Not a clue. I haven't heard a single solitary thing. I know the parks are a little busier. I mean, there's more people out there. It seems like more stuff is opening up. I mean, every week we read the news, there's another restaurant or another store that's opening up. And I know I do have my big massive 50% discount off merchandise again, so that makes me happy. But as far as actually getting out there and making some money, no, I haven't heard anything yet. So.
Yeah, well, I got to come down and visit Johnny as soon as I can get some of this work done. Working over the hospital now, and hopefully in the next few weeks I'll get a couple days off, John. I get to come see you. Something we're not going to get to see anymore is the electric umbrella, John.
Yeah, work is underway on demolition at the former electric umbrella in Epcot's Future World. The canopy that covered the outdoor seating area is gone, and the front of the building has been removed, leaving the inside wide open. The umbrellas inside the restaurant can be clearly seen through the opening. It's thought that although plans are likely to change for the western side of the central spine, the eastern side plans will allegedly go ahead as originally planned, comprised of retail and food and beverage.
That's one place I never really went to much. We had a hamburger there many moons ago with my brother, and that was about it. It was like a place that I didn't hate it or anything. It's just there's so many better options at Epcot that I'd rather experience than the electric umbrella.
I always thought that was like the area that if you have a big family and a bunch of picky eaters, that's where you take your kids. But other than that, now I don't think me and Lisa ever ate in there once. We got trapped there one time on one of these microburst afternoon thunderstorms a couple of years ago during the Food and Wine Festival when we first got there. And we were trapped under there as it absolutely poured and the thunder and the lightning all around us. So I had a Heineken, but that was about it.
Yeah. My brother and his wife, like, you know, I love tomato dearly, but him and his family, which we talked about, they're more of counter service, grab and go, grabbing burgers and fries. They look at it as going on vacation, eating hot dogs, fries, popcorn, you know, that kind of grab and go fare, which me and Brenda's always been about the sit down and enjoying meals, if you follow me. They've always been into that, and we're there at Epcot, and they're like, well, let's go under the umbrella. I'm like, of all the places to pick here, we're going to go grab a burger here.
No, thank you. But I mean, you know, that's fine at some of the other parks that don't have the great options that Epcot does. But, I mean, Epcot has fantastic options. And even if you do just want standard Americanized fare, Sunshine Seasons was a whole lot better than Electric Umbrella was.
Oh, 100%. It's just like he liked Casey's Corner. They would do all Pecos Bills was his absolute. They love Pecos Bills, and there's nothing wrong with that because they're more and grab the food and then get on more rides if you follow me. And they would go down every year for 2 weeks too, so it wasn't like they were crushed for time.
Yeah. But
that's where they liked to eat. Like every meal I ever had with my brother at the parks was always in like the American Adventure or something like that, John, Liberty Inn or whatever. So at least now the smokehouse is there. We could have a happy medium.
There you go. So, maybe the restaurant at Electric Umbrella will be a better place too once it reopens.
Hopefully. My godson is, speaking of new restaurants, he's dying to go to that new space restaurant over there by Mission Space. He's like the first person that I know that's like really, I mean, I'm eager to see it, but it ain't like something I'm thinking about. But like every time I talk to him, he's like, when's that restaurant open? Is it going to be open when I go down?
Well, I was excited about it, huh? It sounds a lot more interesting than it did when we first heard about it. You know, I mean, when they first had revealed the plans for it, we were talking about astronaut food and that type of stuff. Yeah. So, but now that we know it's going to be international fare from around the world, it sounds a lot more interesting.
I thought it was going to be, can I have a Tang with a shot of Stoli's?
Exactly, right.
So, this is very sad, John. Walt Disney World Swan and Dolphin to terminate 1,100 jobs, 1,136 employees. That's scary.
Yeah, and and not to mention, I didn't care for the wording terminate. I mean, couldn't you have said laid off or I mean, even fired is nicer than terminated.
Yeah.
Sounds like you're going to be taken out back and shot or something.
I don't. I mean, it's just sad enough. Let alone adding adjectives like that.
Exactly. I mean, holy cow, people.
Yeah, it says. Do you want to read it, or you want me to?
Yeah, I got it. The Walt Disney World Swan Dolphin has reported to the state of Florida that it will terminate 1,136 of its employees later this year. And in notice, the company advised that COVID-19 related historically low occupancy and mounting event cancellations will expand into 2021. And that job eliminations are required. The employment terminations are expected to be permanent. The employee terminations will be effective November 13th, 2020.
This just scares me, John. I didn't even realize they had that many employees at this hotel.
Yeah, between the two of them, they've got a ton. And then, a lot of their stuff, and I know definitely this from delivering out there for years and years and years, a lot of especially the Dolphins clientele was conventions, and conventions are taking a serious hit due to the COVID-19 because of, you know, you can't congregate a whole lot of people together. So the fact that I imagine everything has been canceled out there that they historically have in the winter time is traditionally the busiest time for them conventions. So I imagine everything's been canceled all the way through next year. So it's sad, but it's really not that surprising. So
no, and it's sad that they're like totally terminating them. I mean, they ain't even
very
like laying them off to like maybe possibly come back. They're saying you don't have a job.
Yeah.
So I mean, unless they're restructuring things too and they're planning on doing different. Yeah, I who knows, but that's sad. God bless those people. What do we have next, Johnny, here? Flavors from Fire opens at as part of the 2020 Taste of Epcot International Food and Wine Festival.
It's good to see more spots opening. Flavors from Fire is open today as part of the 2020 Taste of Epcot International Food and Wine Festival. The kiosk is located alongside the walkway between Test Track and the playground at the side entry exit to the original Mouse Gear. Menu items include charred skirt steak, smoked corned beef, and smoked chocolate cake.
Smoked chocolate cake?
Yeah, the first two sound good. I think I'll skip the smoked chocolate cake, though.
Yeah. I mean, I'd like to try it. I mean, I say that, but I still would try it because, you know, I'd like to try what I can. But I don't know. I mean, do you want a skirt steak from Food and Wine, John? I mean, skirt steak's kind of hard to keep tender as it is, keeping it under heat light for a while.
It really depends. I've had some skirt steak out there, skirt and flank steak at a couple of different places because of the different recipes. In the chimichurri style, is usually moist, you know, so we've had it a couple times. It's actually really good and a lot more tender than you would actually think. So,
you know, I like corned beef sometimes, but it better be cool. I'm not, for some reason, a hot day and corned beef just don't go with me. What about you?
No, I can eat it all year round. One of my favorite breakfasts is corned beef hash. So yeah, I like corned beef.
Yeah.
No. Doug, I live in Florida. Cool and corned beef is not something that is very. If that was my restriction here, I wouldn't eat a whole lot of any corned beef. So.
I actually got some poop on the shingles at the store yesterday. So
there
I love dry beef gravy, dude. I remember my mom used to make that homemade for me in an old skillet. And I'd sit down, and I'm not a big eater. You know how I am. I've said it before. I don't like to be overly full. But when she would make that fresh, I would sit down and eat like a half a loaf of toasted bread with it.
Oh, God.
I love that. That was back in my teens. Now I'm like four slices and I'm good, John. You know what I'm saying?
You would have done fine in the military. I mean, we had SOS probably once every 5 days.
So. I would have loved it, John. I still do. I picked up some last night, the Stouffer's. You ever get the Stouffer's brand?
I'm not a big fan. I had my fair share in the military, so I don't need to eat it anymore.
No, I loved it, dude. I still do. I might go eat that right after this show, John.
Nutrition.
Yeah, very good for me. Very, very good for me. Test Track area restrooms reopen at, and Spaceship Earth area restrooms close for refurbishment. A lot of the restrooms at World Showcase and Epcot needed updates, so I'm glad they're finally doing this. That they were getting long in the tooth, weren't they, John?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there's a lot of that stuff that looks like it had been put in '82 and never really been fully remodeled, so it's nice to see that it's done.
The layout is largely unchanged, but new tile, color scheme, and Dyson air blades have been added. At the front of the park, the eastern side restrooms underneath Spaceship Earth are now closed for refurbishment. So I'm glad these are getting an update. And the one thing the workers are probably happy about, the crowds are low with all this going on. It probably makes life a lot easier for them.
Yeah, I would imagine, yeah, some of the places a lot easier to keep clean. And then on the other side of that is there's probably a bigger concentration on keeping everything super clean. So...
Now, I've also heard, John, with this whole pandemic thing and all, now, that actually those air dryers are actually not as cleanly as wiping your hands with paper towels. Isn't this thing airborne?
Yeah.
Like, if you're standing there next to somebody and they sneeze, it's going to blow right in your face.
I suppose. I don't know.
No, I was just seeing a big thing on that. Like, and this is even going back before COVID. They were saying that they don't think it's as sanitary as using paper towels. But it's cheaper on the company. So I get it. I do get it. It is less. And I'm not picking on Disney for that. I'm just saying the reason they're done is because it's a lot more cost efficient than constantly changing paper towels, buying paper towels, and hiring somebody to put them in all the time. And yeah, then cleaning the floors and everything else from the idiots throwing the crap on the ground that you should be tossed in jail for throwing your paper towel on the floor.
And that's the big thing, is all the paper towels that end up on the floor. And for some reason, I've seen this a lot in restaurants that I've delivered to. There's always the sign that says, please do not flush paper towels down the toilet. Who does that? What person grabs a paper towel and then uses it and flushes it down the toilet?
See, John, the difference is you and me, we both have septic systems, so we know the problem with that. People that live in developments that have public water and sewer, they'll flush a Mack truck down there. They don't care. They flush anything down the toilet. You have no idea what I found when we're redoing things or getting called out for what people flush down toilets.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you're a child, I think my son flushed one of his Hot Wheels down the toilet one time, but that's about the extent of it. I mean, other than that...
No, we know everything that goes in has to be biodegradable. I mean, literally, I've seen people flush all kind of different things down the toilet that they think is biodegradable, and they're not. So we worry because of our septic systems.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So, but yeah, the people that, honestly, I think if you get caught throwing paper towels, this would be Doug's world. If you're scum enough to throw your paper towels all over the floor, I don't even care if the trash is full. Walk it outside. I would never do that. I think it should be a night in jail. That's me. And not even jail. I mean, I think it should be a 40 hours of community service cleaning bathrooms. That's what I would say.
That's more like it. Yeah, exactly. And then that way it would give you a taste of what you put other people through and maybe change your mind about your attitude. So,
dude, you know the cart wipes that you put in a cart? Like, you know how you wipe your cart down now? I either throw them out or I bring them home with me. I wrap them up, put them in the trunk, and then I'll bring them home and throw them out with all the other trash. It isn't, like, who leaves trash in their shopping cart? Like, what is wrong with you? I mean, I'm looking at, yesterday I went to a store. I had to go through, like, 8 or 9 carts before I could find a clean one. Like, what is wrong with you? And then I go into Target constantly, and I say to them, I'm throwing mine out, but why don't you guys put a trash can? You should have trash cans tied off at the cart returns. So people can throw their stuff away because they're too lazy. John, I will literally take my trash, walk it completely across the parking lot to the front of the store to throw it in the trash can. But nobody else is doing that, John.
Yeah, that and masks everywhere now. People take their masks off when they get to their car and just throw it on the ground.
They're scum. They're horrible human beings. Like, I couldn't even be friends with somebody that does that. Like, if I seen you do that, I would end my friendship with you.
That's it. We're done.
Yeah. I could not be friends with somebody like that. I really couldn't. Like, it's all about you. They're the same idiots that threw gum on the ground at Walt Disney World.
And that's why you can't sell gum at Disney.
Yep. Because of idiots. Following the announcement of extended closure of Walt Disney World water parks through March 21, Disney has clarified its policy regarding those with tickets that include water park access. We will give your money back in 8 to 10 months is what they're probably going to tell you.
It's as soon as we get around to it.
It's a long story here, John. There's all kind of rules. Go over to Disney. You got ticket add-ons. You got to go over to Disney Parks because options include refunds, partial refunds for combination tickets, and extension usage period. Here is the full information. So it's like a 20-page article here, but... they are offering you refunds, or you can do park add-ons if you want to. So good luck to you. Judith is still on hold with DVC, waiting for them to call her back.
Yeah. Hopefully she gets that resolved.
One water park to open in March. We just said that. Grand Floridian Resort to Magic Kingdom Walkway construction, John.
Yeah, it's about time.
Yeah, you could say that again. This is what we said last week. I don't understand what took them so long to do this anyway. The new walkways from the Magic Kingdom to Grand Floridian Resort looks to be nearly ready for guests, perhaps as soon as the resort reopens later this month. So, it looks really cool, John. It swings.
Yeah.
Instead of going up and down, it swings.
Yep. Yeah, yeah, and it's in a closed position right now, so nobody can walk across it. But, yeah, I'm seriously looking forward to it as soon as it opens, and maybe it opens sometime here in October, and maybe a month or so, and the weather will be nice, and that'll be a nice walk. So,
Well, I'm telling you straight up, John, if we come down, if I do come down, I'm praying me and Brenda both come down. But if I come down or whatever, we're gonna go over to the Grand Floridian and have a lunch and a beer and take a walk over to the park. What do you think?
Yeah, that sounds like a plan, doesn't it?
Yeah, because they have some nice offerings over at the Grand Floridian I would like to partake in. What about you, John?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I've tried a couple of their items off the menu. It's good stuff.
Tell you what, the France Pavilion is looking absolutely gorgeous. I just wish they would give an announcement when they plan on opening Ratatouille.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the next attraction that's going to be open, so it's exciting to see it, and I know we're both really looking forward to it, so.
Have you heard anything about it opening at all? Any
No,
message boards, anything?
I haven't heard anything at all, and I haven't seen anything about cast previews or anything, so believe me, as soon as they do, I will, so.
Well, this is good news because I thought it was even going to be longer, but this is a couple days ago. Tomorrowland Transit Authority People Mover refers extended another week. So they're telling me they're planning on trying to open it very soon.
Good deal.
Well, not real soon now. The Tomorrowland Transit Authority People Mover, instead of opening on November 21st, now is going to be open, isn't going to be open until November 28th. So I took it wrong. I thought they were opening it in the next week or two, but it's going to be all the way into November, John.
Well, now if you wait until if you and Brenda can come down the first week of December, at least that'll be open for you.
And we'll see. The Magic Kingdom ride closed back in March and has not reopened since. They kept teasing us that it was going to, but the People Mover has been seen operating without guests on numerous occasions since the park reopened in July, but no people on it. It just seems sad. I mean, very sad that the train is down and the People Mover is down at the park.
Yeah, two of your favorite things. That's a double hit for you.
Yeah, I think two of every a lot of people's favorite things, especially us old folk, John.
Yep.
Another year you'll be in the old folk category.
Not yet.
Another year. What's this, John? The Keister Coaster water slide at Disney's Boardwalk Inn closing for refurbishment in October, so you're not going to get to see the scary clown.
That would be Keister Coaster there, Doug.
I call it the Keister Coaster. Come on, buddy. I had to add fun to the show, don't I?
Sure. Yeah, it would be great if they took that clown away. But then again, I guess not. But I don't know. He kind of creeps. He definitely creeps me out. So.
He creeps everybody out. I don't know why, like, they don't change that. If Disney is listening, that's one thing they do need to change. At least change the paint scheme on him. Like, make him not creepy.
And his eyes glow at night. So yeah, we went there one time. It was night. You know how the mist will come up off of the pool sometimes at night, depending on the weather and stuff. So the mist was coming up, his eyes were glowing, and the lights were shining right on him, and it looked like the fog was coming right out of his mouth. It was a little frightful, I have to say.
No, yeah, very frightful. Hot hand scooped ice cream is back at the Hollywood Studios, John.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, the Hollywood Scoops has reopened at Disney's Hollywood Studio. I like seeing those little stores remind me of being at the boardwalk too, John. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, and it's always any place to have ice cream is good. So, I don't know. It'd be nice to see the ice cream parlor reopen at the boardwalk at some point. So.
No, yeah, that's scary with vacant buildings. That gets nerve-wracking to me. Everybody knows this is located on Sunset Boulevard. It's right across from the Hollywood Tower of Terror. It's now open from noon to 6 p.m. Like this sign is crazy, John. Like a brownie sundae, homemade brownies, with ice cream and the whole. It has a little bit of this, a little bit of that. You got your regular ice cream sundae, and then hand scoop cups. Like the sundaes are $6.79. The brownie sundae, which the ice cream sundae is $6.29, and the scooped of in a cup's $5.49, which those prices at Disney don't—they're not bad to me. You know what I mean?
No, they're not terrible. And base that gelato at freaking Italy now is $9. It sounds a lot. Actually, not bad at all. So,
but the thing that gets me is like those prices don't bother me. But then you look at the bottom. A bottle of water is $3.50, John. I'd buy a whole case for $3.50. You know, and then the smart water is $5.50. Now the smart water, what's it tell you how to tour through the park? Does it get you fast passes or something?
it's very intelligent.
Yes. I feel like anybody drinking smart water is dumb, John. That's the way I look at it.
You paid $2 more. Yeah. Who's the smart one here?
Yeah. But anyway, I just, you know, I mean, that's the things that get me, like $3.50 for a bottle, or like $2 even, $1.50. You're still making like 200% profit off of it.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, you know, what's a bottle of water cost in Disney? So if it's $3.50 a case for me with 24 bottles in it, you know, I mean, what are they paying for three? They're probably paying like $1 a case, John.
Yep. And the massive amount that they deliver, or that they have delivered. So.
Yeah, that's the things that get me. Like, I don't mind them making. I get $6.79. Yeah, it's high, but it's still, it's ice cream. I get it. I'm okay with that. But just the gouging of water and soda is like. And that's what you need to survive there, if you follow me. They know they have you. Like, you're going to pass on. Maybe if they – see, this is where I think, John. Tell me I'm wrong. I think if they charge $1.50, $1.50 for the water, more people would be able to afford to buy the other stuff. I think Disney looks at it as, we're going to gouge them for this because not everybody buys the ice cream. You follow what I'm getting at?
I don't know. In a way, I think that they charge so much for water now is because there's so many people that actually just get the cups of ice water at the concession stands and forego the whole bid anyway. I mean, that's usually what I do. So I can drink the filtered water. I don't need to spend $3.50 on a bottle of water.
Oh, yeah. And that's the other thing. Me and my wife seen this week that was very hypocritical at Disney. First of all, the bottled waters aren't biodegradable, so that's just either here or there. Because we're trying to get rid of plastic. We ain't going to give you a bag, but we'll serve 7,000 water bottles. But that's another story for another day. But did you see what they're doing in the rooms? Which, it's good in a way, but it's also, my wife said to me, but what about the plastic? They're putting every room you check into now, the remote controls, everything is put in plastic to prove that they were clean. Did you see that, John?
Yes, yeah, when we checked into Boardwalk, it was. Yeah, everything was like that.
Okay, so what are they doing with all this plastic, John? Is that the biodegradable kind?
I don't know. I mean, right now it's pick your battles. You know, I mean, do people want clean stuff are you more worried about the environment?
But you could probably wrap it in something environmentally friendly.
I'm not sure exactly what you could wrap it. Maybe paper?
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, they could figure a way. They could put it in a how about they get resealable bags that like would cinch that you put them in and then they wash them? Like a little sack. Like, you know what I'm talking about? Like, it says Walt Disney World on a sack. And on the sack, it say this item, these have been cleaned, if you understand what I'm saying. Like, and then they could reuse that. Wouldn't that be, like, more energy efficient, like more pollution efficient, if they did something like that? My point is, that you know what my point is, John. It's hypocritical. It's a lot of bags, John, especially when things go back into full bore. What are you going to do with all them? Where are they going? Those fish ain't going to eat them.
I don't know. I mean, but at the same time, people want to make sure the stuff's clean.
I think so it would be more cleanly and cost efficient, though, if they did, like I said, like some kind of sack or something to put it in. And then after you check out, they take the sack and they clean them and then put the remote controls and stuff back into that. I think it would even be more cost efficient in the long run.
I don't know, but then you would have people saying, "Well, this was this could have been opened."
So could the plastic bag. No, there's no guarantee the plastic bag ain't reused. So we just thought it was funny. The bags at Splash Mountain and the ones they give you in the room are good for you, but the bag that you get after you just spent $17 for a bottle opener, it's not good to give to you.
I don't know. I mean, I've never had a problem getting a bag after I bought anything out there anyway. So that whole bit, I think, was overdone by some of the places. Disney's never refused me a bag. So
no, but you got to ask for it.
No, you don't.
Yeah, well, I did. I did actually at the World of Disney, John.
Everything I bought, they put in a bag for me. Yeah. So, well, believe me, I do a lot of shopping out there.
Yeah, World of Disney, they just handed it to me. Because I still remember we checked in. My wife needed a... We flew down the last time. Our bags and all were back at the room, and she wanted a hair clip. So we went in there to buy a hair clip, and I grabbed something else, and the lady goes to hand it to us, and I go, can I get a bag? Because we were going to homecoming to eat. We just didn't want to lay it on the table, if you follow me, John, what we bought. We did have to ask for one.
I don't know. Stuff like that, they might have just assumed that she was actually going to use it right away, because like when I bought hats before, they offered to cut the tags off and stuff for you if you want to put it on right away. So maybe that's what it was. I don't know.
Yeah, there was some. So, well, you got a couple things, like I said, but the one, it was like a six pack. She wasn't going to put all. I get what you're saying, okay. John. I've had the same thing with the hat. Do you want to just wear it? So I've gotten that.
Speaking of like the water that you get, you know, you can get the ice water now. Let me ask you how you would have thought this was. Okay, so last time I was at Rose and Crown. All right, so I told you that all the precautions they're taking in there, just in the bar to get a drink, right? So there's the cast member had a face mask on, a face shield, and then was behind a plastic bin or a plastic shield on top of that. So he is really protected. But so they only have every other table open, and that's a small place to begin with, that little bar up front. Mm-hmm. So, you know, how many tables do you think? Maybe 8? 10 to begin with, so only half of them are open, and you can only have a person at every other bar stool, or every third bar stool, I think it was. So their capacity is seriously limited down to probably, I think at any given time, maybe 12 to 14 people, and so somebody has to leave before somebody else can come into. So the bartenders are not making nearly as much money as they're accustomed to. I saw a family of four, all adults, come in and get 4 cups of ice water, and then sit down and take a seat for a good half an hour.
What weenies.
Of drinking the ice water, with leaving the bartender no tip. Now, it was just like the biggest jerk move I think I've ever seen. And that's the mentality of some people, is that they spend all this money. But the fact that you got to Disney and you spent all this money, that doesn't help the bartender make any tips. You know, if you're going to do that, the least they could have done is give the bartender $5-$10 for letting them sit there for an hour.
Yeah, minimum of $5, John. Minimum.
But yeah.
See, that's where Brenda would be squeezing my hand, because I'd have said, if I was alone, I'd have stood up and said something to them personally. I wouldn't have cursed or anything, but I said, really, you're gonna do that to this man? You took up his space, you took prime real estate for an hour that he could be feeding his family, so you could drink ice water and not leave him a tip?
Yeah, it was such a jerk move. You know, meanwhile, there's, you know, 20 people standing outside waiting to get in, and there's this family of four just sitting there.
They're
taking their sweet time,
all about themselves, talking about me, talking about I. You know, that's the type of people. Like, we ordered from a place called Cinder Bar yesterday, pickup. And my bill was like $24. We got 2 sandwiches. And I gave the girls there like almost a $6 tip, John. You know, I mean, I gave them $30. It came to like 23 something, if you follow me. Like 23, 13 or something. I gave them 30.
Yeah.
Or, you understand what I mean? It's like, You got to take care of people. The way I look at it, they're trying to make a living too. Where I'm going to, they've been down for a while. Our local place has finally opened up to indoor seating around here, and they were pretty crowded yesterday. I will say there was probably 100 people in this restaurant, but we've been buying like once a week from locals here or there, and I try to tip because I feel bad for them. A lot of people aren't surviving right now, and if I can afford to go buy a sandwich, I can afford to leave a decent tip, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, if you're looking to watch your budget and stuff, go to McDonald's and order there.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, if you're gonna get somebody to bring it to you and stuff like that, you need to pay a tip accordingly.
Yeah, I mean, just take care of people. It's just, I don't know. I don't know how you do that to somebody. I really don't. And I told you the story the one time when I bartended. I had a family of like 8 or 9. And I was giving the kids Rob Roy's and Shirley Temples and giving them extra cherries and taking care of them. I served this whole family at the bar. And the guy left a dollar. for a family of nine for a tip from John. I didn't.
At that point, it would have been better just to get no tip at all, and then you could have, in your mind, went, well, he just forgot.
Dude, so. I literally jumped over the bar, climbed over the bar, ran across the restaurant, and handed the dollar back to him. I said, you could keep this, because apparently you needed a hell of a lot more than me. And I said, I wouldn't want to buy garbage with this dollar bill that you just gave me. I lost it. Like, I was so PO'd, John. And I used to see that happen all the time. People are just horrible human beings when they do that stuff.
Yeah, and sometimes it's people that have a lot of money.
Oh, most of the times it is. A lot of times it is.
Well, I think a lot of it, too, is I assume working in that industry, your best tippers are probably other waiter, waitresses, bartenders, people that have worked or had to do it at one time, worked in that industry. I mean, like, you're a great tipper because you were a bartender at one time. So.
Well, I bet in the argument, too, and I probably said it on this show before, but I'll say it again because it's good for the servers. What's the difference? I have always found it horrible that if you like say 8 or 10 of you go out to dinner, right, John? 8 or 10 of you go out to dinner, the waitress is probably going to get probably a $40-$50 tip, right?
Yep.
Minimum, probably more depending on what you guys eat or whatever. If you're all getting burgers and fries and stuff like that and the bill's not ridiculous, it'll probably be $40-$50, but it could be upwards of 100 depending on what you guys eat. If you same 9-10 people went out, same 9-10 people going out to breakfast, they'll give the waitress $10-$15. And breakfast, they probably work 10 times harder because they're refilling coffee. They're bringing everybody out different breads, different this, different that. Am I wrong? What? They're still working just as hard.
If you think about it, there's a lot more condiments that go with breakfast.
Exactly.
Items, you know? You got butter, jelly, hot sauce, ketchup.
Syrup.
So there's a lot more.
Syrup.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, the point is, I would go out with my buddy Bob, and I'm sorry to say this, but we go out to breakfast, and he would get, like, a meal, and he'd leave a $2 tip. I'm like, Bob, what are you doing? Like, he goes, well, it's 20%. I'm like, yeah, but look how hard you filled your coffee 3 times, dude. And, like, he'd get mad at me because I'd have, like, a $4 meal, and I'd leave a $5 tip, if you follow, because they do a special. You know how they have 2 eggs over easy with hash browns?
Yeah.
Pork roll would be like $4.79. I'd leave a $5 tip. Like, but don't you think that's right, John?
Well, it's just what I factor in when I go out to eat. You know, especially, yeah, like you said, for breakfast and stuff like that. But if I look at if my budget for the day is $10 to eat lunch, well, then I'm not going to go somewhere and have somebody bring me food for $8.75. Yeah. No, I'm going to go somewhere. If I want to spend it all on food, I'm going to go to a fast food restaurant where you're not supposed to tip.
Yeah.
You know, so.
No.
Exactly.
I just think it's wrong how people treat breakfast waiters and waitresses because they're working. Dude, it's Noah. It's the same job, isn't it?
Yeah.
All the only difference is they're bringing out different plates of food. It never made any sense to me, but there's been many a times where I've put down a 10 for an $8 meal and stuff like that, John. It's just wrong. You know what I mean?
Yep, yep.
But anywho, we digress as we usually do on this show. The Cadaver Dan's return to the Magic Kingdom for Halloween, John. We're excited about that, aren't we?
Yes, one of my favorite musical groups. Live music at Walt Disney World is always great. So.
And it looks pretty cool here. It looks like they're performing up on top of the train station, John.
Oh, there you go.
I like that. Like, I was talking to Joey, my buddy Joey, who I work with. They're DVC. His wife really drinks the Kool-Aid. She worked for Disney years ago during the college program and all that stuff. And I was telling him the other day about the bears up on the over by the shooting gallery and all. I think that's really cool that you're seeing characters in areas that they never were before. So there is a positive to some of this.
Yeah, absolutely. And some of the spots that you not normally see anybody to, and then all of a sudden there's characters. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, the performers, they stand 6 feet apart and are up on the train station. It's really pretty cool, John, the Barbershop Quartet. I would love to see them. I love the a cappella singing, don't you, at the parks?
Yeah, it's always fun.
So, go check that out, Johnny. Can't see the train come in, but you can see the Dapper Dans up there, John.
Yeah, next best thing.
What's going on here too? The Animal Kingdom will extended park hours on September 27th. What the hell is that about?
Let's take a look. Disney's Animal Kingdom hours extended on the 27th. Opening time remains 9. As we reported earlier, Disney has added an additional hour on September 20th and 26th as well. Epcot also has extended hours September 26th. The Disney Park Pass availability calendar shows no availability in Animal Kingdom on the 20th and the 26th. The extended hours for the 27th may mean that Animal Kingdom is expected to reach capacity soon.
I don't understand. Like, what's so special about that day, John?
I have no idea.
Yeah. That's crazy. Report Magic Kingdom. Socially distanced Halloween. We may visit Magic Kingdom on a cloudy, not so crowded day to get into a Halloween spirit with Mickey Mouse and friends. You guys plan on trying to check out anything over Halloween at Magic Kingdom?
At least can't get in the parks right now. So unless we decide to buy her an annual pass, no.
Nah, it's sad. I don't know why they won't let you have your main gate pass for certain people. Like, even if they give you a day or two here and there.
There are a couple of weekdays in September that had popped up, but they fill up so quick that unless you're constantly searching it, you're not going to catch them. So.
I mean, the parks, it does look beautiful. I mean, the horse and trolleys, I watched that the other day. You get a chance in a day of over at Disney. You know, on the Disney Plus channel, how they do all the jobs and everything. It showed the girl that she works at Circle D Ranch, and then she also works some of the trolleys, and she also does Disney weddings with the Cinderella's, Cinderella's cart and all, you know what I'm saying? Carriage. She runs that with the horses and all, but it showed the ranch. My God, is that beautiful, John. Those horses are absolutely beautiful, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're well taken care of. One of the guys that I went to high school with, Justin Wade, he's a blacksmith out there. His dad was the original blacksmith for Walt Disney World when it opened in 71, and then he just followed right in his father's footsteps and picked up the trade, and I think he's the managing blacksmith out there that takes care of all the horses and their hooves and stuff. So
that is phenomenal, John.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
You got to get him to get us backstage, John.
I've tried reaching out to him and getting get him to come on the show and talk about him and his father's heritage and the amount of time that they've worked at Disney, but he's one of those Shire guys who really has no interest in being on the radio or anything. So
I know you like to write, don't you, John? And you've always wanted to write for. We got to get this straightened out for you to be able to do that one day. But maybe one of these days, if maybe he'll take you a tour and you could just do a little a story about it for us.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Maybe he'll let you do that. You know what I mean? Get a little behind the scenes. I do know one thing, John. When my butt finally does move down there, me and you're definitely going to be doing some of these tours together.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, some of the backstage tours, absolutely.
You know, because I would love that. You know, I wanted to do the one with the elephants for Brenda, but then all this COVID stuff happened. I was planning on trying to get that done for one of our next trips. The Animal Kingdom one they have with the elephants and all?
Yeah, they haven't reinstilled any of those as of yet.
No.
So.
But that was literally on our living list to do that for her. I was planning on trying to book that. So I was even going to talk to you about it to see if you guys wanted to do it and see if maybe even you guys got you'd be into doing something like that. So
yeah, that would have been fun.
So speaking of fun, John, they did a review on the Wave. You want to read some of this? Because the food here is absolutely awesome. And I'll go to the menu real quick. And I want to go back here. I'm looking forward to going back for dinner again. The breakfast is out of this world, but I might do a breakfast and dinner day at the Wave.
It always looked good. We had reservations there one time, but we still haven't managed to make our way over here.
And the prices are awesome at the Wave, John, for the food that you get.
Yeah, that's definitely a very reasonable price.
So, you want to read it or you want me to?
Sure. The Wave of American Flavors, you want to read through the menu? Is that what you want to
do? I'll hit the menu. Just read the little article for our guest.
All right. Let's see. Make your way to Disney's Contemporary Resort to find the wave of American flavors. You can ride the monorail or walk from the Magic Kingdom to get there. As you enter the lobby, you'll notice a stylish sign that lets you know a wonderful meal awaits your party. And you kind of go through a water tunnel looking thing, so it looks pretty cool. Waves decorate the entire dining room, providing consistent theming throughout. Naturally, the restaurant is set up for social distancing. Just like all Walt Disney World restaurants, you'll need to wear your mask until you're seated. Menu features takes on American cuisine, but with distinct flavors from other traditions to represent the diversity of American culture. While you may enjoy the grilled beef tenderloin, you may just as well indulge a bit of Indian flavor should you order the tikka masala. They serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Let's see, on that evening they had two entrees from the dinner menu. They ordered the sustainable fish of the day, which I hate. If it's tilapia, just call it tilapia.
Yeah.
It drives me nuts.
And this fish here was actually salmon, John.
Yeah. So why don't you just say salmon?
Yeah, you're 100% right. I hate it too, John. Tell me what it is. Like, at least have the waiter, I mean, know for sure. Because I've already had waiters that they don't know what the fish is either.
Yeah, yeah. And then, I mean, the first time I saw it on the menu, I was like, So there's a fish out there that's called the sustainable fish.
Yeah.
Come on. So it happened to be salmon in the seared gnocchi. They were ready to dig in. It came with the salmon came with the rice purlieu with pork canaveral, rock shrimp, and crab beer blanc.
Looks awesome. Doesn't that look awesome, really good, dude?
Chefs prepared the salmon expertly and cooked to its perfection. Just look at the wonderful coloring and crisp edges. Amazingly, the salmon was tender on the inside and flaked perfectly. Portion size matched a hungry appetite, so you'll feel satisfied after eating. Salty, smoky notes flavored the salmon, while the rice burlew provided a bit of a kick. The creamy crab beurre blanc sauce tied the dish together, flavoring the rice in combination well. And they also had the seared gnocchi, which that looks pretty good, too.
It looks phenomenal, dude. I want to go here for this.
Yeah, forest mushrooms, sweet potatoes, rainbow Swiss chard, brown butter, Parmesan, sage cream. The seared gnocchi tasted outrageously good. Again, you can taste attention to detail the chefs took in preparing the dish. Notice the texture of the rainbow Swiss chard and the seared markings on the gnocchi. Gnocchi felt soft but not mushy. Additionally, they didn't taste overly starchy. Sweet potato chunks and mushrooms added great flavor to the mix, although they weren't overwhelming. They matched perfectly with the creamy flavor of the brown butter Parmesan sage cream sauce, which brought the whole dish together.
They had a nice dessert. It was like a chocolate cake. That looked pretty good, too. I mean, I'll go over the menu now, John, so you don't have to continue. They loved the wave, right?
Yeah, apparently.
The food looks phenomenal. That gnocchi, I mean, I would get both. I like both those dishes, but I'll read the appetizers here, John. And the prices are really good here at the Wave. The food here is top-notch, and the prices aren't. You know, I mean, lump crab cakes, it's an Old Bay remoulade, or remoulade, however you want to say it, with a corn slaw for $15. I love crab cakes over a corn slaw. What about you?
I like crab cakes. I'm not a big slaw fan.
Yeah, I love the corn slaw. Then they got a seasonal salad for $9. They got cauliflower tacos, roasted cauliflower, cabbage slaw, and a salsa verde. Do you like Do you like cauliflower?
Yes. Yeah. I roast cauliflower all the time.
I think that for $11, John, you go in here and get the crab cake and the cauliflower with a couple drinks, you could be living pretty large.
Yeah, sounds good.
You got a seasonal soup, which is with chef accompaniments, and then a Caesar salad. But the entree prices, you got a grilled beef tenderloin, a filet mignon, John, with potato gratin. Yum, 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 yum. Seasonal vegetables and a pepperdew vinaigrette for $34. That is not bad for a filet mignon on Disney property.
No, not at all. I think we went to Outback last night, and Lisa had the filet mignon. I think it was 28. So there you go.
And I'm sure, I know that's great, but I'm sure this is a hell of a cut of beef too, John, wouldn't you say?
Yep. Yeah.
They're probably absolutely getting the same beef that the old California Grill's getting, if you ask me, in the same building. Pork tenderloin, smoked cheddar grits, coffee barbecue sauce, roasted broccolini, and chimola for $25, John. That's not bad for a pork tenderloin.
Nope. Sounds good, too.
The sustainable fish of the day has everything we read with the salmon, with the rock shrimp and crab. And that don't have a price next to it. You get a half roasted chicken breast with a carrot puree, potato confit, and an apricot butter sauce for $23. It's hard to find an entree for $23 on Disney property, isn't it, John?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
And this seared gnocchi that looks absolutely out of this world with forest mushrooms, sweet potatoes, rainbow Swiss chard, brown butter, parmesan, sage cream. $22, John.
Man, look at the Indian contribution, the tiki masala, $18.
Yeah, I mean, prices here are great. And that chocolate flight was three cakes, John. Three different things for $11, and then you get a creme brulee for $7. I don't think that's too bad.
Nope, no. Actually, very reasonably priced.
And then for the kids, they got grilled chicken breast for $11, cheeseburger for $11, and a whole grain penne pasta for $11. I mean, the prices here are great, and it's a great restaurant. I really love the Wave, dude. So
I like the adult appetizers where all these luxurious items and stuff like that. Kids' appetizers. Garden salad, sliced apples, or carrot and celery.
It is funny, John.
Yeah, here you go, buddy. No french fries for you.
Hey, John, with your big discount, you could go over and get a filet mignon for, like, what, $18?
Yeah, I think the Wave's at 40%. So yeah, it's at either 20 or 40. So yeah, not much. Not a bad deal at all.
Dude, with your discount, you could eat at the Wave cheaper than you can at Outback. That's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah, we could have done that. Yeah. Actually, we were tempted to drive because it was my birthday meal. So we were tempted to drive all the way to Disney to go somewhere, but I thought about it too much, and then I decided to just stay here. So
yeah. Well, maybe a belated birthday gift might be coming up, John, and you'll be able to head over there. So,
yeah, maybe.
Yeah, for that. But for really, filet mignon, if you get or that gnocchi, $22. Would you say it's a 40% discount, John? Look at what the hell you're paying.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean,
right.
Why not? So there you go, buddy. That might be. You might have to go try that, or at the very least, go there in the morning and get your discount and get those Florida's Eggs Benedict, John.
Yeah, you keep talking about that. I'm going to have to try that at some point.
Top five best meals I've ever had on property. It was that good, dude. I mean, it's the best breakfast, besides my beautiful wife cooking for me here, that I've ever had out. Best breakfast I ever had out was that crab, that Florida Eggs Benedict, John.
Yeah, that'd probably make a good Bloody Mary, too.
Dude, I'm telling you. What else we have here, Johnny? I know you want to get off. You got to go home. You got a lot of work to do. We got football coming. Walt Disney Company to host Investors Day 2020. My favorite person's on the picture.
There you go. You and Bobby.
Yeah, I can't stand Mr. Iger. What is Investors Day, John? Looks like it's going to be virtual because I don't see it being in any kind of a classroom, I mean, any kind of convention center.
Yeah.
On October 7, 9 a.m., through last year's Investors Day, presentations took place in April, and the coronavirus pandemic has pushed it back to this year to the fall. Disney CEO Bob Chapek will be addressing investors and stockholders about the wide range of financial production information. So it's basically the State of the Union for Disney, apparently.
Yeah, there you go.
Investors Day about all the rich people who invested in Disney, and they want to know where their money's going. They don't care about you. They want their cabbage, John.
There you go. Pay up.
Seizure moment with cocoa items from Epcot Mexican Pavilion. These pavilions keep getting more and more stuff that it's pretty cool, John.
Yeah, we were talking about the ornaments the last couple of weeks, and so now some new cocoa merchandise. New merchandise is always interesting to see. It's just I'm really hoping one day we see the official or the authentic custom representatives from the cultural representatives from their countries back at some point. So that would be nice to see again.
100%. I mean, I love nothing more than going into the different countries and having like going to the Italian pavilion and you have a beautiful Italian girl speaking Italian to you. You don't even know what she's saying, but you love it, right, John? And I know my Absolutely. Wife, remember my wife was having dinner with that Italian guy speaking to us? Her and Lisa didn't know what he was saying. They were just saying, oh my God, he looks so good serving that food. Am I wrong?
No, that's always one of the best parts of going out to Epcot is seeing the different people from and talking to them and learning a little bit about their countries and stuff like that. So
yeah, it's like we all look the same, and then that voice comes out. It's like, hey, what are you saying? What are you? It throws you off every time, but I love it. Don't it, John?
Yep, absolutely.
So they got $38 leggings for Coco and $24 t-shirts for Coco. Speaking of shopping, John, what are you doing for Judith? You got to do personal shopping again?
I'll be on the. I'll probably stop this week. Yeah, I'm gonna do a little shopping for her, pick up a couple items for her and maybe Tommy both.
Okay. So. Was more spirit shirts?
No, I think she's finally ran her limit on those. So now just a couple t-shirts, I think.
Okay.
So.
Hopefully, Robbie, you get Disneyland open soon out there, buddy. They're talking about it. Row of wave paneling complete at Walt Disney Royal Swan. So they're continuing to finish this resort off as they're laying people off. You figured that one out, John.
Well, maybe if they open the Cove, they'll have to rehire some of those people to work over there, right?
I'm praying to goodness. They're going to have to. I think they're probably just restructuring, John.
Yeah, and like I said, there's no convention, so a lot of those people that would have been working at the convention center, that position's not there right now, you know. So.
Yeah, it says here, Walt Disney World food and beverage service provider extends employees furlough. So, what's this here, Johnny? Walt Disney World food and beverage services provider extend employees furlough. Sodexo, a food and beverage provider for Walt Disney World, has notified 146 employees that their furlough will continue indefinitely. And in the document provided to the state that the furlough could continue up until March, John.
Well, is that Sodexo?
Yeah.
Is that what it was? Yeah, that's the people that run our... what would you call them? The commissaries, the canteens, actually just like the dining areas for the cast members in the back of the parks. So, like in Hollywood Studios, it's called Take Five, and okay. Animal Kingdom, it's called Pride Rock. So it's that type of stuff. Yeah, they do all the cooking and all that stuff, which is weird to me that it's a separate company rather than just regular cast members. I never understood that. Regular Disney cast members serve the guest food, but our food is served by another third-party company. I don't get it. But.
I mean, I know nothing about this, but it's probably a lower quality for you guys, John.
I never understood it, though. I mean, it's not, you know... The food's not bad. It's just why would you have a third party vending do it? But I don't know. It's like probably one of them weird contract things or stuff like that. I never understood when I was in the military on our Navy base why security was taken care of by a civilian company. Don't we have Marines and Army guys that would be doing that?
Makes no sense. Nope.
I mean, no. Our security was run by a third party outside source. It was so weird.
Yeah, it's Sodexo says the decrease in cast members from Walt Disney World recalled back to work has impacted their business, thus the reason to extend the furlough status. So once your employees get called back, they'll extend out status. I extend out more of the Sodexo people, I guess. They'll go back to work. Well, we only got a couple more here, Johnny. I'll let you go back to work in your yard. Sidewalk paving underway at the Magic Kingdom dock construction, so they're redoing the docks over at the Magic Kingdom. Everything is going to be nice and clean when we come back, John.
Yeah, bright and shiny for the 50th.
It says cast member blockouts lifted for most dates through October 8th at Walt Disney World, John.
Yeah, we'll have to go check that out and see if me and Lisa can get out there one day.
Yeah, it's saying here, cast members will now be able to use employee self-admission, main entrance pass, one-day park hopper guest ticket, hospitality pass, types to visit Walt Disney World theme park for most days through October 8th, John. Like, that was on the 18th. They listed it. Today's the 20th. So all next week, it's looking like you could go. And into the following, except for Saturday. The only blackout day in the rest of September is Saturday. And then the first 2 weeks of October, except for the first Saturday, the 3rd, and the 9th and 10th, haven't been lifted. All the rest is yellow. So you got, like, yellow the next 3 weeks.
So, yeah, it really, I guess, as it gets closer, they determine how crowded the parks are. And then, you know, is there enough room for us to get in?
Yeah, so maybe after we're done this, you hop on there and see what's going on. Maybe you can get Lisa out to the park. Maybe you can go to a wave, John, and get a good meal.
Yeah, or, well, you know us, Doug. How about Epcot?
Yeah, there you go. Well, you could go to a wave, hop on the couple monorails, and head over. What the hell is this? That's Universal. I'm just seeing, John, there's not much. Dowel Bar reopens at Animal Kingdom. Yay! Carmen and Brian are on their way. With Florida bars now allowed to reopen at 50% capacity, the Dowel Bar in the African section of Animal Kingdom is now going to be open. So I'm happy about that. I like the Dowel Bar, don't you, John?
Yes. Actually, I've spent quite a bit of time at the Dowel Bar. Yeah, actually, Doug, I pulled up the hub while we're sitting here, and looks like I've got the rest of September available, except for next Saturday. Mm-hmm. And then I've got the first couple of days of October. So, but, I mean, I've seen it like that before, and I've tried to make a reservation, and it was filled already. So just because they've lifted it doesn't necessarily mean I can get in there to, you know, to get it. But I will try when I get home. So we'll see. Maybe we can get out to Epcot next weekend.
Well, hopefully you can, Johnny. New patriotic press pennies arrive at the American Adventure. Has Pat... You know, that's over at the American Pavilion if you want to press some pennies. But they look pretty cool, John. They got one that's an American flag Mickey head. They got Goofy, Donald, and Mickey. So I might go over and get some press pennies, John. They're nice little souvenirs. Drill a hole in them and put them on your keychain.
I've got about, realistically, probably 250 of those. There for a while, I was collecting every one that we came across. So I've got, I think, five or six of the little books filled full of pennies.
Yeah,
so.
I might have to get these because you know how much I love the American Adventure. And they say the American Adventure right on them. And we've talked a million times. This is another thing like those ornaments. Like, I might even get these, draw a hole in them, and make ornaments out of them.
That'd be cool. Put them around your rearview mirror in your car.
Oh, yeah.
Anything like that.
But they're pretty cool looking, John. And how much are these press pennies, John?
Should be 51 cents.
I'm trying to go down and see if you're right. They're a dollar each, John.
No, they've raised the price.
Yeah. Insert $1 into bill acceptor. Wait 2 to 3 seconds and turn the handle. Yeah. It's going to cost me $4 for this, John. I don't know. I'm kidding. I definitely would do it. It's worth it. That would be worth it to me. I like this, if you follow me. It'd be worth it to me.
Now, where else are you going to get a souvenir at Disney for a dollar?
Not many places, Johnny. I'm pulling down here now. Just a bunch more of the Mickey ears. Every week it seems like they got new Mickey ears, don't they, John?
Yes. And people are incredible. And they've come out with some that people love, and then they've place goes crazy. So
iconic character gear wall being removed. There are mouse gears. Everything about mouse gears coming down makes me sad. Construction walls now up around liquid layer interactive fountain at Epcot. So I guess that's the new fountain they're building, right, Johnny?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Park hours released through December 5th for Walt Disney World, so they've extended some hours. So go check the calendar because these hours are liquid. I don't read them anymore because they're changing like from one day to the next, aren't they?
Yeah, it's a constantly updating thing based on how many people they get coming in and everything else. So, yeah, it's going to be very fluid.
So, but I'm excited, John. That's going to be about it. Are you ready for some football today, John?
I'm ready for the Bucks to beat up on them Panthers. I hope so.
Yeah, I think you're going to get that, Deion. I don't think you're going to have a – I think you're going to win today. There's no way the NFL allows Brady to lose two games in a row, so I think you're okay.
Well, as bad as – I mean, the Bucks lost to the Saints last week, but the Falcons and the Panthers didn't look good at all. So I'm hoping at least we'll be a strong contender for second place in the South. So.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if somebody from the NFL snuck in at halftime and handcuffed McCaffrey to a bench or something in the locker room and not let him out.
Yeah, he can do okay. He's on my other league, so he's on my team in my other league. So,
but anywho, I mean, I'm just saying that, you know, if it gets a close game or something, they, you know, the NFL is going to do something. Brady will not lose two in a row.
All right.
So I'm just telling you, just have faith, John. They'll do whatever they can to get you in the playoffs. So just bear with them. They'll rewrite some rules. They'll make up a tuck rule, something like that for you, John. You know. Especially if it gets rainy, there might be a rule that Brady gets to bring a hair dryer on the field to dry off his footballs, or the other team don't. There'll be something. He might, or they'll let some air out of it. Or last but not least, they'll allow somebody to go in the other locker room and steal Carolina's plays for you. So you'll be okay, John. Think I'm in trouble here now?
Yeah. And once again, Judith, that's Doug.
Yeah, I wanted to have her on the show this week, but. Me back to work. It's been a crazy week. I barely even bothered you this week, did I, John?
Yeah, it was. How about that?
Yeah, I'm trying to let you off the hook a little bit, John. I seem to be becoming the ball and chain to you, and I'm starting to feel unwanted. So I'm trying to give you a little distance, a little breathing room, John.
All right, a little breathing room.
So, but anywho, I'm ready for some football. Go Birds! We get to play Aaron Donald. I get to see him body slam Carson Wentz like 8 or 9 times today.
So, yay, right?
So, and I get my Miles Sanders back, who was my ride or die, and I have him in 5 leagues, John, and he didn't miss the first game.
Goodness gracious.
But I won 4 out of 5, John. I'm shocked. I lost the other one at the last minute with Juju Smith-Schuster. I lost by 1 point in my other league, John.
Yeah, so, crap.
But anywho, go Birds. Please, everybody, be kind to one another. Head over to iTunes. Leave us a review. We'd really, really appreciate it. Say goodbye, John.
Bye-bye, folks, and let's go Bolts.
What are you, San Diego Charger fan now?
No, that's Lightning knucklehead.
Okay.
Bolts.
Okay. I was on football mode, John. Jesus.
Well, I got to finish the Bucs. I don't know. Now I got the Rays in first place in baseball, so I'm a mess down here. So.
Well, you're lucky right now. Everybody, the sports are good in Florida for you, John.
Yeah.
So be well, Johnny, and I will talk to you soon. Say goodbye, John.
All right, bye-bye. Bye-bye, folks. Have a great week.
Bye. Well, that's it, guys. We're going to hop off our stools. And there's no tab here at the Main Street Pub. As usual, drinks are on the house. But if you could, please head over to iTunes and leave us a review. We'd really, really appreciate that. Also, you can find us on Twitter at WDW Main Street and Facebook at WDW Main Street. You can find John at Beer Solo. You can find me at good old Grumpy 6767. Also, head over to our website. It's all in WDW. You can find our fine sponsors over there, Elite Vacation Homes, David's Vacation Club Rentals, Scooterlando, American Tourist Travel. And again, guys, please be kind to one another, and we will talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.